B-Pod Studios.
Y'all know what day it is?
No.
April Fool's.
April Fool's.
April Fool's. Just a little joke, folks.
Told you all.
Yes, April Fool's.
We tell practical jokes on April Fool's Day.
You'll stop with this April Fool's nonsense.
April Fool's Day is favorite holiday.
As of right now, April Fool's Day is over.
April Fool's!
Showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, you guys want to do something wacky for April Fool's?
Sure.
What can we do that's wacky? Maybe we should go down the hall and it, maybe take one of the other stations' morning show and we swap them out. And we'll do their show and they'll come do ours.
How about...
You can do sports talk.
Oh, yeah.
That.
Move over,
yeah.
Toucher. All right?
Yeah.
I'm going to take over and be like, yeah.
We can do some jock talk over there.
Right?
That'd be fun.
What jock talk? What do we talk about?
Well, yeah, you know, athletes, sports.
Oh, okay, yeah,
big win for the Bruins last night.
Yeah. We could do country. We could go down the hall and do a country show.
Yeah, we talked about Eric Church yesterday.
Yeah.
How y'all doing?
Yeah. I forgot my hat.
Y'all good.
So
now, you don't want to do that? We can go further down the hall and we could, you know, do the 92.9 rock talk show where anything goes.
They oh, talk that Dave about, and Chuck the Freak.
Yeah, we can be them.
You'll be the freak.
All right. Okay, Bob the Freak. We could do that show. That'd be fun. Oh, or we could be hot.
We could be hot.
We could be the hot morning show.
Right.
Huh? How about that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Talk about bad dates.
Yep.
That'd be fun.
And Ramiro's always humping something.
True.
Yeah. All right, I think we'll just do our show.
Oh, you're Ramiro.
Yeah, Brian, you're Ramiro. You're Pebbles.
All right, cool.
And I don't know who I could be over there.
You could be Melissa. Melissa. Dye your hair
Melissa.
Blue.
Yeah, my hair blue.
Okay.
Melissa. And go to the Encore.
Yeah,
that'd
right.
be great. Anyway, that's kind of behind the scenes here at the Beasley Radio facility, all our great stations.
But you don't know those stations because you listen to us.
That's right. We'll do our own. I guess we'll do our own thing today, right?
Yeah.
No fools, no jokes.
I'm not a huge April Fool's person.
You don't like a prank.
I don't like a prank because it's usually at the expense of somebody's dignity.
Okay, so. Yeah. So, yeah,
that's why they're so much fun.
Yeah, that's why I would keep your eyes open
and
your shoes tied.
Okay,
just saying. Hey, no April Fool's joke. This is for reals. Paul McCartney tickets, 9 o'clock out.
Oh, great.
Paul is going to be at Fenway Park. Okay?
Yeah, this summer, right?
Yeah, I think it's June, July.
Oh.
And
June
guess
7th.
What?
Okay.
He turns 80 in June.
Whoa.
That's going to be a celebration.
Yep, that's awesome.
So I'll be listening for your chance to win those Paul McCartney tickets at Fenway. That's exciting stuff. Big time stuff. This is the free ticket frenzy continues, okay? Mm-hmm. Not a joke.
I know.
Not a joke.
I know. We're not a jokey station.
No, we're not.
We have fun, but we're not pranksters.
That's right. We wouldn't do that to you. Mm-hmm. But keep your ears open. Okay?
Do you have something planned? I'm very nervous.
No, I can tell. Okay. The weather's not bad. High of 59. We're going to call it 60.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's call it 60 today. Cloudy, middle showers, whatever. And 35 tonight. Yeah, McCartney tickets, 9 o'clock hour. We'll give you all the details on that coming up.
Hey, I love you guys. Great job. Awesome show.
I listen to you every day. You're the only reason why I make it through my stay-at-home momness.
Start your day off with the ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more.
5.7 WROR. 80s and more. It's Friday. It's also April Fool's. Beware, okay? We have a massive concert ticket giveaway in the 9 o'clock hour. I'll tell you about that coming up. But right now, LBF has got the latest.
All right, it's 55 degrees in Boston. Coronavirus cases among students and staff at Massachusetts public schools have climbed around 25% in the last week. The state yesterday reported more than 2,400 new positive tests among students and more than 800 infections of staff in the week that ended Wednesday. Boston's outdoor dining program gets underway today, with all restaurants seeking to offer outdoor dining have received 22 pages of guidelines from the city. North End restaurants are required to pay a $7,500 outdoor dining fee and have other restrictions. This is the third year of Boston's outdoor dining program, which was launched in response to the coronavirus pandemic. And a Colorado town is putting up the for sale sign. The town of Kelowna was recently advertised by Realtor.com. The asking price is $6.6 million and includes 9 rental homes, 12 residential lots, and several other buildings.
That's like the old Schitt's Creek, right?
Jeez.
The movie, the show.
Yeah.
They bought the whole town.
Yeah.
Right.
You can do that. It'd be great.
Wow, you're
Open
brave.
A motel.
Okay.
What was the name of the show?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Whatever.
It's S-C-H-I-T-T-S.
Your license, not mine.
It's nowhere.
I know, right.
Well, you made it very similar by your own town.
In sports,
I might need one.
The Bruins topped the Devils 8-1 in Boston last night. The Celtics host the Pacers tonight. And weather today, rain showers and windy, but a high of 60. Let's call it 60, shall we?
Yeah, we should. You know, it's funny. It was a most popular show on cable and won many, many Emmys, but you can't say its name. Huh. Right?
Or you did.
Or you'd be up the creek.
Yes.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
I'm in trouble. Okay, Brian, how the roads?
All right, this is brought to you by Discover Expressway Northbound. Brandon Ave up to Southampton. You're slow already, and there's a herd of cattle in the road, so look out.
Really?
No, it's April Fool's.
Oh.
All right, when it comes...
See how I fall for it? I'm the worst.
When it comes to your credit card, Discover believes in having real people available 24/7 to help answer your questions. Discover exceptionally common sense.
You hadn't heard about the herd?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Wow, that was easy.
I know, I'm easy. That's why.
Well, you know what?
That's
you had flow, Brian. You just threw it in.
Yeah.
Very
but that's
good.
Why I'm fooled.
You are.
Yeah, and I don't like this day.
April Fool's dream.
Yeah.
This is no April Fool's joke. We have tickets to Paul McCartney at Fenway Park in June.
Wow.
And all you need to do is listen to the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to make it easy for you. So at some point, we'll give you the 10-minute window that you need to listen to make it even easier.
Okay.
To be lucky caller 10.
All right.
Sir Paul McCartney. Write that down.
Okay.
So that is for real. Paul McCartney tickets, 9 o'clock when you get to wherever you're going today.
Beasley Media Group's 105.7 WROR. WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It is 6:16. Yes, it's April 1st or April Fool's Day. So beware of the fools out there trying to get you.
On a Friday, no less.
On a Friday, right?
Yeah.
We're not doing that today. Nope. But we are talking about the April Fools. That is happening right now, or I think it's about to happen at 7 o'clock.
Right.
Was it Rojo's in Norwood? Is that where this extravaganza is taking place?
A major thoroughfare.
7,000 gallons of free gas starting at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
A benevolent billionaire has decided to give free gas away.
Is he benevolent, though?
Today he is.
She's just sitting back and watching the chaos.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like,
getting free promotion. Hey, so you're saying there's already traffic?
The first car was in line at 9:30 last night, and there's a mile-long line of cars there right now along Route 1.
I wonder if he stipulated how many gallons, because I remember...
7,000 gallons.
No, per person.
Nope.
No, well,
I've seen people pull up. We did this at a radio station years ago. It was 93.9 cents or whatever.
Yeah.
People were coming in with their boats behind them to fill up the boats.
Oh, no,
that's smart.
Yeah, just saying. No, not a lot of boats this time of year. If anybody's there, and we'd love to have a report from the scene at 888-410-1057.
Or if anybody works in the area and has to be at work at like 8 o'clock, you know, like the traffic jam that's already happening.
It's
insane. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be mayhem, right?
It's a mile-long line. I mean, if you think about it, all right?
Yeah.
Right now, the price at Rojo is $4.15 a gallon.
Yeah.
So for $30,000, this benevolent billionaire is on every channel, everywhere right now.
Yeah. We're not doing any freebies here.
I don't know what his name is.
If he advertises with our show, okay, needs a haircut.
I feel like there should be no Cadillac Escalades in line.
Yeah.
No BMWs.
No. Well, I think BMWs are fine, you know, because they're nice, you know. I'm kidding.
No. I want beaters and beaters alone.
That's what should be there. Should be college, high school
kids. Yes, high school college kids. You have to be under, 21 or have a family of 18.
Yeah, you're right. So, if you're rolling up in an Escalade,
you're a bad person.
Pulling your boat.
Pulling your boat.
You're a bad person.
Yeah, it's going to be mayhem. So it starts at 7.
I don't know. I think the chaos it causes when it's like throwing money in a crowd. I don't like it.
I would not. Would you participate in this?
No. First of all, I have a fear of lines.
Yeah.
Don't like them. It's like a thing.
I remember I was in New Jersey with Hurricane Sandy.
Yes.
When it hit, working radio there. And we couldn't get gas. So you'd have to wait literally. It wasn't free, trust me.
Yeah.
But I remember waiting for up to 2 hours for gas.
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
And you had to do it.
Total anxiety waiting in line. Just
especially
the Costco
when the motor's
line
running.
Alone.
the motor's running, you're running out of gas. Yeah. It's a lot.
It's a lot. And then people don't behave well. Yeah. Remember the time the lady cut me off on the gas line and I wanted to lose my mind, but I thought better of it because I have a job.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, this, I just feel like it's
not, so we'll see. So it starts behavior. At 7. Ugh. If you're going to be in the area and you want to give us a traffic update, that'd be great.
Yeah, please do.
888-410-1057. Yeah, I think, I don't know if I would do it. I mean, at 9:30 last night, they slept
dead. I would send.
Is it worth it?
Right. If I was a benevolent billionaire, I would send everybody in a certain area gas cards and say it's on me.
Yeah.
And then
you would
just
say
buy your car
would,
for
would you
me.
Say your name?
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I would. Because, you know.
You would be like.
Maybe I would. Maybe I'd be like, hey, it's for me.
It's for me. It's your friend, LBM. Okay. So if you're on the scene, give us a call,
888-410-1057.
Hey, you got Paul McCartney tickets. We're going to be giving away this morning. I'll tell you exactly when to listen for your chance to get tickets to the legendary Paul McCartney. Okay?
Fun. That's awesome.
All right. At Fenway. We'll give you all the details on that next. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. It is 6:24. Going to be a little rainy today at a high of 59. We're going to call it 60.
Do it.
Calling it right now.
Just do it.
Somewhere, somehow, we're going to hit 60, and it's going to feel good. 35 tonight, sunny tomorrow, 55. And for tomorrow night, 36. Sunday, a little clouds and rain developing, and a high of 50. Okay?
All right.
Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to tell you right now, between 9:20 and 9:30, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to see Sir Paul McCartney at Fenway Park, okay?
That's awesome.
9:20, 9:30, no matter where you're going to be, where you're going, make sure you got ROR on for your chance to win tickets to the legendary Paul McCartney. So I was listening to a podcast yesterday. One I happen to like is... it's fun. David Spade and Dana Carvey.
Yeah.
They're just fun together.
Right.
They used to be on Saturday Night Live together. And they had Judd Apatow on. He made 40-Year-Old Virgin. And
Knocked Up. And all those.
Great
all
movies,
the good,
right?
All
so
the
it's
good
fun.
Stuff.
And for some reason, Dana Carvey slips into his Paul McCartney John Lennon imitations. And it's so funny.
With
ease. So check out Dana Carvey. It's so good.
It's very short little clippy things, you know.
Wait, let me stop. The setup was, how would you explain TikTok, or how would Paul McCartney
explain TikTok
to John Lennon? So here's how that went.
It's very short little clippy things, you know, where people put something on funny and they dance around. It takes about 10 seconds. And if you do it, you're a star all over the world.
We did Abbey Road. We did the White Oak.
What's going on? But, you know, it's like Kanye West. Who's that? He's sort of a talky singer. He's a bit maybe crazy. I don't know.
Who was that? Who was he? Did he have a woman?
He had a woman named Kim Kardashian for a while.
What did she do?
You know, she take pictures of her bottom, you know.
How did she take pictures of her bottom?
Well, with a little television camera in your pocket called an iPhone. When she happened to go working, she stick her bottom out and she take a picture of it. Doing the whole bit.
What's so special about her bottom?
It's not a normal bottom. It's a bottom 2.0. It's like God made a fanny and attached a person as an afterthought. The whole family's doing, they're all showing their bottoms, taking pictures.
Isn't that great?
He just riffs it.
And back and forth, back and forth.
Between John and
Paul.
Oh,
my God, that's
talent.
We
have tickets to Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
9 o'clock hour. You can do it once you hear it. You can step into it.
You think so, huh?
But you can't go back. Okay, fine. Who should do John Lennon?
You might want to stop that.
Imagine there's no
Paul McCartney's
hate.
Playing at Fenway.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm trying.
Oh, Fenway. Oh, my God. Play.
That's pretty good, Brian. Thanks for showing me up on my show here.
I'm going to accept it.
All right, fine. All right. 32 minutes away from free gas at Rojo's.
Yeah.
Hope somebody calls us from there. I'd love to talk to you.
Anybody in line?
888-410-1057. All right. Morning Court is coming up next. I love this one. I do. We've read her email. Mary has a husband who thinks he's outdoorsy.
Oh.
You know, that's danger. So much so that he thinks their son ought to prove his own manhood at 12, 13 years old and do a little excursion himself.
Really?
Mary doesn't like that at all because she thinks it's the rite of passage that just ain't right.
Okay. Huh? Huh? It just ain't right. Yeah,
okay. So I don't do McCartney, but at least I can do that.
Yes, you can make play on words like nobody's
okay,
business.
Fine. Hey, brought to you, Morning Courts, brought to you by Discover. When it comes to your credit card, Discover believing in having real people available 24/7 to help answer your questions. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Okay, Brian.
All right, Jackie, Ride is brought to you by Staples Stores.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hi, good morning.
What brings you to court today?
Well, okay, well, my husband wants to continue a family tradition, and I don't think it's a good idea. Really don't.
Okay.
What's the tradition?
Okay, well, let me back up for a second. My husband's tradition is this. His father took him into the woods when he turned 13 years old, okay? So then he left him there for 2 days, and when he emerged, he was granted this sort of, like, you're a man status.
My God. Oh my God. Is he Native American? I mean, is that right? Wow. Okay.
I always thought it was kind of weird, too, you know? Yeah. He's so proud of it. But, yeah, his father did it with each of his brothers, and his father's father did it with his sons, and on and on and so on. And, you know, tradition, of course, okay? But all the way back to Walden Pond, I suppose.
Okay.
Anyway, my only son is 13, and my husband wants to continue the tradition.
Okay. All right, so tell me about the tradition, more about that.
All right. Here's what it involves. All right. He outfits my son with a tent, a buck knife, some food, and, oh, yeah, some water. Drops him off at a state park up in Maine. And then they hike about a half an hour in. My husband then leaves him and says, meet me back at home base in 2 days. I'm leaving Sunday at noon.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, that's what he
away.
Wants to do.
All right.
Legit, yeah. You know, there's no cell phone service, you know, 30 minutes away, like you said.
Yeah.
But my son has a flare gun all the emergency things.
Well, that's good. Know, safety still. First.
Wow.
I don't know. Like, my husband insists it's important because all the kids these days watch TikTok and they have no survival skills. I mean, survival in the wilderness. What about the real world? Anyway, but to be fair, my son wants to do it, okay? But I know my son, all right? He's not the Boy Scout. He ended up liking Minecraft better.
Yeah, that's kind of a stay-at-home thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
My husband likes to think he's real outdoorsy, but he's a city guy, okay? He has fond memories of the time he was in the forest, but I think it's just revisionist history, okay? We both met right out of college in New York City. Now, that's survival, all right? But I just think it's way too dangerous. I mean, what if he was attacked by a bear or falls and hurts himself, you know? Yeah. I mean, there are other ways to prove being self-sufficient, as I said, you know? And this way just has way too many risks, I think, you know? So
he's asking you a lot.
Yeah, definitely. And it's not like he hasn't mentioned how proud of his past he was. And I thought it was a joke that he'd do it to ours. I mean, who does that?
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Well, Mary,
the world itself is a wilderness. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's teach him some real life skills in society. You know, you know?
Well, I see where you're coming from.
Is there some sort of compromise here, you guys?
All right. I understand. Listen, everybody understands your concern. But I got to be honest with you. I kind of understand where Dad's coming from, too. It's a family. Tradition. He's done it. His brothers have done it. So, I can kind of see why he'd
want to watch
Yellowstone.
Like
maybe. I don't know.
I'm kind of like team.
I don't think it's that wacky. All right.
I mean, if he's my only son.
So, no, listen. Mary, stay tuned. We'll start opening the phone lines at 888-410-1057, and we'll see what folks say. I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle on this one. But you stay tuned, and we'll see if we get you some advice, maybe a compromise, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me on the show,
all right,
by the way.
Keep listening. Okay. All right. Thank you, Mary.
She's fun. Mary was fun.
Mary was fun.
Yikes. So what do you think? Does dad have a reasonable, request to make his boy a man and follow the family tradition of spending a couple of nights in the wilderness up in Maine?
Okay.
You know, is that an outdated approach, or do you think that he should do it?
I have opinions, but I'm going to leave it to our listeners.
I'll bet. Okay. Yeah, yeah. You'd hate to see the kid rough it, wouldn't you?
Hey!
Yeah, okay. 888-410-1057. Morning Court's in session. 1057 WROR. 80s and more, 648. It's Bob, LBF, for Brian. The rain coming down a little heavy this afternoon. Just a heads up. Well, don't put your head up. You'll get wet. You know what I mean. A high of 59. Okay?
Okay.
Could be. Let's call
be
60. It, let's call it
Do
60.
It. Round up, baby.
Round him up. Hey, we talked to Mary. She's a little upset. Her husband thinks that their son ought to carry on the tradition of spending a weekend alone, camping in Maine, with dad just a half hour away in another campsite. And they've agreed to, meet Sunday morning at the spot. He drops
him
off.
Finds his way back.
He did it. His father did it. And he wants to carry on the tradition. Mary is not having it. And wants to put a kibosh on that. So, Sharon, what do you say?
I say no. I think it's a different world. I mean, I respect tradition, and I, get that part where he's coming from, but it's a different world. People are crazy. Bad things happen. Years ago, you didn't have to worry about some of the nonsense that happens now, and I think they could compromise. Why don't they go together, and he can let him lead the show and just guide him and have some bonding time? Like he could say to the son, you take care of this, you do it all, and I just kind of sit back and watch and guide you. But, then he'll have the experience of being the one, not that I'd want it, but anyhow.
Well, that's an idea, Sharon. I understand your concern.
Yeah.
I understand. Because heaven forbid something happens, you can't live with that, obviously.
Right.
But at the same time, if the kid does it and he wants to do it, let's remember that.
Like, Wilderness Lodge.
All right, we're going to say hi.
How about that?
Thanks, Sharon. have a great weekend.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, let's say hi to Dave. Now, Dave, you've done this as a kid or as a dad?
I was in my 20s. It was part of an Outward Bound trip, and to be fair, it was only 24 hours, but it was you were left alone for 24 hours with a little bit of food and like a lean tent, some piece of plastic to put over your head.
Yeah. So how'd that go?
Sorry.
How'd that go?
it was, I don't know if I learned anything from it, but I was proud that I finished it. So how old's the kid again?
He's going to be 13. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in my 20s. It was, it was great. I was proud that I did it. It rained. It was miserable. But at the end of the day, it was,
Okay.
You know what I would have learned?
I finished it.
You would have.
How much I love a Fairmont.
Yeah, we love that. All right, Dave. Well, it's funny that it didn't do anything for you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Let's say hi to Bill. Bill, what do you think of Mary's morning court today?
I think he should absolutely do it. The great outdoors. Learn something. Learn how to survive alone. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You think of that, LBF? Survive alone for the weekend?
I like to survive alone, but like with the clicker to myself and my own bottle of wine. Takeout. That's my idea.
Bill, if you had a son, you'd do it, right? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
At 13?
At 13, yes.
Wow. Okay.
I would have loved to have done that at 13 years old.
Yeah, most parents would not let you do that, right? So I'm sure your folks wouldn't either. But
no, my folks probably would, but still, I would like to do that at 13, even though I didn't.
No, it's too. You do? Would you do it now, Bill? At your age?
There you absolutely.
You do it at your age now? 3 days in the woods, nobody around. You have to do all the stuff yourself.
Oh, 2 days.
2 days.
Sorry. Sure.
Sure.
Well, go for it, Bill. No one's stopping you. I don't think.
I'll stop you.
See you later. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Thanks, Bill. Pack up. Anyway, so Mary's hearing both sides of the story. Sharon says, no way, you're Bill. You can't wait to go do it. What do you think? 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. Oh, don't forget, major announcement. We're moving to afternoon drive starting Monday, 2 o'clock. J-Bo Jones takes over for the morning show. We're going to be the ROR afternoon show. You like that? It's going to be fun. Get to sleep in. Mm-hmm. Major announcement. Mm-hmm. You didn't get the memo?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. What's today's date?
It's April 1st.
Oh, I forgot. Yes. All right. So what's happening,
LVF? 55 degrees in Boston. Coronavirus cases among students and staff at Massachusetts public schools have climbed around 25% in the last week. The state yesterday reported more than 2,400 new positive tests among students and more than 800 infections of staff in the week that ended Wednesday. Boston's outdoor dining program gets underway today, with all restaurants seeking to offer outdoor dining having received 22 pages of guidelines from the city. The North End restaurants are required to pay a $7,500 outdoor dining fee and have other restrictions. This is the third year of Boston's outdoor dining program, which is launched in response to the coronavirus pandemic. And mental health among teens is seeing a steep drop, with 1 in 5 saying they've thought about suicide. The CDC reports that more than 40% of teens say they feel persistently sad or hopeless. A deputy director at the CDC says the data echoes a cry for help. And a Colorado town is putting their up this for sale sign. The town of Kelowna was recently advertised. The asking price is $6.6 million and includes 9 rental homes, 12 residential lots, and several other buildings. In sports, the Bruins topped the Devils 8-1 in Boston last night. The Celtics host the Pacers tonight. And weather today, rain, wind, and 60.
All right, it's coming up on 7 o'clock. Oh, you know what that means. Rojo's. Get a little busy,
and
huh,
so
Brian?
It begins.
Yeah, this is brought to you by Whole Foods Market. They actually started pumping gas out on Route 1 at 6:35. They opened them up early because the line is insane. So Route 1 southbound, getting up to that Rojo because of the free gas by that long-haired billionaire.
Benevolent billionaire. Well, today he is.
I don't know. Ask the neighbors. They're already blocked in by cars, people trying to get to work.
Big mess. Elsewhere, Milbury, why?
All right, if you're on the scene there, give us a call. If you're at Rojo's waiting in line, or if you're in traffic, 888-410-1057. Have our official traffic spotters. I'm just curious to see how much mayhem is out there, okay? Yeah. All right, if you're out there, give us a buzz. We'd love it. Thank you.
Beasley Media Group's 1057 WROR. WROR. 80s and more. 1057 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, no, that sound. That sound means somebody's in trouble. Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, LBF. Okay, so this is not April Fool's. This really happened. We came in this morning.
Yep.
And I noticed you just had a little edge to you. You're a little on edge because you were asking how Carolyn is,
and,
you know, how I'm doing as a caregiver, as we know.
Yeah, you're taking care.
Blessed are the caregivers.
Are the caregivers, yes.
For we know not luxury or rest.
Okay.
Anywho, so then you said something to the effect of, I didn't get that kind of treatment myself last night. Must be nice. So what happened?
Well, I'm just asking, can this marriage be saved? Because my marriage.
Okay.
Usually solid, pretty solid marriage as far as marriages
go. We hold it up as a solid marriage.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So last night I was really tired. It's Thursday, long week, a lot of stuff. Made Lucy mozzarella sticks for dinner because I'm an awesome mom.
You made? Well, come on now. You didn't make mozzarella.
Yeah, I heated them up. That's how tired I was.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to eat, and I don't really want to make anything. I was sitting on the couch, and Dave went in the kitchen. He was there for a while.
Heard a little ruckus.
And he comes back out, and I'm like, did you eat? And he's like, yeah, I made myself an egg sandwich, but I cleaned up the kitchen. I was like,
wait a minute, back up a little bit. I just need to know what goes in this egg sandwich, because you must have smelled it cooking.
I didn't smell it cooking, because I guess I was that tired, but I don't know what was in this egg sandwich, because I never saw it, because Dave ate it in the kitchen by himself, and then he was like, and I looked at him, and I'm like, you made yourself an egg sandwich and didn't ask me if I wanted one? He's like, oh, I'll make you one now. I'm like, no thank you. And then I just looked at him, and I'm like, okay.
Oh.
That's what I said.
Now, some background. Everybody knows you are always in the kitchen. You're always either cooking for Dave or Lucy. Well, you cook a lot.
Listen, I cook a ton. I make him scones. I make him soup. I make him dinner. I make him little special sandwiches sometimes when I know that he's working. Or sometimes I leave a little thing by the bed if he's sleeping on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And I was
so wifey.
So nice. Yeah. And what does he do? He eats an egg sandwich without me. Under the dark of a dark kitchen. He didn't even turn on a light.
I find that hard to believe. Knowing Dave as I do, I just can't believe he would do such a thing.
Neither could I.
He was
last
blinded
night
by hunger.
What? He was in an absolute zombie mode.
Must eat.
Yeah.
No one else exists.
I can't believe he didn't ask you.
No, like, hey, babe, you want an egg sandwich? Make one right now. That's what you do when you're married.
Dave.
Or I want to stay married.
I don't want to put Dave under the grill here, but I'm really shook for you. So I guess what you want to know is what should the punishment be to fit that crime?
So I have a couple ideas.
Okay.
So never making him a sandwich again seems a little bit like it's probably not going to happen. But I feel like...
Is this a first-time crime?
You know what? I feel like he's done this before, but it just really stuck in my craw this time.
The most egregious.
Yes.
So,
I feel like I might make myself the most beautiful sandwich and just sit and eat it on the couch.
Mm. Well, you have to eat it right in front of him.
Right in front of him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I also want to make a sandwich.
But that's one and done.
That's right. But I also
want
to make
a
beautiful sandwich and then go to give it to him and then dump it on the front lawn.
Oh, my God. Now, you're not doing that because...
Right? No, that's a good one, right?
You're not wasting food.
Sorry. Sorry. It fell in some dog poo.
I don't think so. You're not wasting food.
I would do it just because that's how mad.
I doubt it. Okay.
I also could order our favorite takeout just for me. Be like, oh, did you want one? Oh, I'll order you one. Yeah.
All right,
I'm thinking.
Do you want to ask the listeners for what punishment should fit that crime?
Yeah.
Right. Don't mess with their sandwiches.
888-410-1057. Was it an egregious crime, or was Dave just, you know, he couldn't help himself?
He couldn't help himself.
Just been, he lost in the moment,
in
the sandwich.
Hunger blind.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There's nose blind, there's hunger blind.
Hunger blind.
Yeah, he was hunger blind.
That explains a lot.
Right.
That does.
So you want to open up to the court?
Yeah, I do. What All should right. I do? What is the way to learn him?
And how much of a crime was it? And what
was
should the punishment be?
I feel like it was.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm sorry. That is,
I mean, I'm tough on crime.
Based on the fact that sandwiches. You are always making something in the kitchen. I mean, I'm surprised your name's not Dinah.
Dinah. What? Dinah who?
Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah.
Oh, Dinah. Okay.
Come on.
Wow, that's a callback.
Oh,
Someone's in the kitchen.
Okay. Okay. From 1876.
Well, you know, it's an oldie but goodie. I think people get it.
Wow.
At a certain age. All right, 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR, 80s and more. That's Steve Winwood, Higher Love. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Between 9:20 and 9:30, listen for your chance to win tickets to Paul McCartney. The free ticket frenzy continues. Paul is going to be at June 7th. If you're between 9:20 and 9:30, you have a chance to win tickets to that show. All right. Hey, before we go to the sandwich case for you, I want to say hi to Lauren. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Everybody who calls the show must be called Lauren. That's a rule.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I listen every morning just for LBF.
LBF. Thanks, Lauren. Okay.
These boys. Yeah.
You know what? This is no April Fool's. Starting Monday, it's going to be the Lauren show.
Yeah.
Just the Lauren and you two. And I'll be dearly departed, but that's fine. Lauren, tell me about the gas lines in Norwood.
Okay, so it's backed all the way up to Walpole at this point. It's one lane. There's about 24 police officers. Mm. They're blocking all of Route 1, so there's only one lane, and it's only allowing you to go into the gas station.
And you're not waiting for gas, right? You're just trying to get to work?
No.
The amount of gas that people are using because of this crazy gas giveaway, the people who aren't getting gas, the benevolent billionaire should pay them back, don't you think, for sitting and idling?
I just spent about 20 minutes trying to get through the university to have light.
Oh, you poor thing. That's not great.
And there's no, do you see the gas line itself? I'm sure you're seeing that. Have you gotten in there yet?
Yeah, the line's all the way down
Almost, it's like almost in the Ponset Street in Norwood.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's it. For people who don't know, that is a really long, long way. Like, yeah. Just super long.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, this is chaos. I'm so sorry.
Well, no good deed.
Yeah, I know. And thank you for telling me because I didn't realize until I heard it on the radio and I had gotten off at Norwood. And I'm like, oh, my God.
No.
What have I done?
I know. And it's not an easy place on a normal day. So, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Imagine if you just didn't know and you're like, I'll just stop at Rojo and get gas on my way to work.
Yeah, because I'm running low.
Wrong.
Yeah, all right, Lauren. Good luck.
Lauren.
Hope you get to work, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, so let's take a couple of calls here for the sandwich dilemma.
Yes.
So let's see. Dave made a sandwich, ate it. Didn't offer you one.
Didn't offer me one.
While
I'm sitting there hungry. last night.
What are you doing?
And he's just like,
sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
All right. So so we want to know what's the punishment for that particular crime. Mm-hmm. All right, go.
You got to remember, he's a man. He doesn't think like you do.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted him to make you a sandwich, you should have reinforced that, yes, I do want one, and let him make you one. By saying no, you just reinforced the idea that you really didn't want one. And therefore, the next time, he won't make you one because
you
didn't want one.
You might have a point here. You might have a point.
Said,
I should have been like, yeah, go make me a sandwich.
I love it. That's good advice. Thanks, caller.
Thank you.
Gently lead him to the correct answer.
That's all right.
Lead
the witness. Lead the witness. All right, Matt, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, you remember that movie, Matilda?
Yeah.
Where that kid had to eat all that chocolate cake?
Yes.
But he ate it till he puked. Well, yeah. I think you got to give him something like that. Give him all the eggs until he feels sick.
Force feed him sandwiches till he pukes. All right, I'll take it under consideration.
The sandwiches.
He'll take that bet.
Yeah. Fine. Here you go.
All right, excellent.
Thanks, Matt. All right.
Marriage advice for
that could
dog.
Take a while.
Yeah, no, really.
ROR, good morning.
Morning.
All right, you here to help out LBF?
I'm thinking 5 days in the House of Correction.
All right. I think so, too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Your House of Correction.
My House of Correction.
You're going to correct
everything he
does.
Exactly. I love it. Sounds good to me.
That's where you should put a sign up. Dave, you're in the House of Correction. Mm-hmm. Let me correct you.
Yes, exactly.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Thank you, caller. All right.
All right.
See you later. Bye-bye. That is the way to go. Dave, you're in the House of Correction. Let me correct you.
I liked the guy who called and said, you have a dog? And I said, no. He's like, well, what we should do is make two sandwiches, eat one, and then feed the other one to the dog right in front of him.
Yeah.
I'm going to borrow a dog.
Isn't that delicious?
Delicious sandwiches are delicious. That avocado was so good, wasn't it?
Mommy's going to make you dinner. Right. Anyway, good luck, Dave. Have a great weekend.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. Done. All right, morning court coming up. Speaking of court, we've got Mary on the phone. She is, well, not very merry about this one.
Uh-huh.
Get it? Okay.
I got it.
her husband has a family tradition of going camping at the age of 13. It's a rite of passage. They go to Maine. He did it. His father did it. And they spend 2 days in the wilderness. Right?
Wow, yeah.
And then they'll meet up Sunday morning and just see how the kid did. Mary wants no part of that. So we'll see what she has to say about that. That's coming up. All right. Traffic at 7:32, Brian. We've heard a lot already.
Yeah. Check Your Ride is brought to you by Staples Store. So, yeah, look out.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. That's Heart, Barracuda. Great song. You know what? For Mary in Morning Court, there's no barracudas up there in Maine. Doesn't have to worry about that. Just bears.
Just bears.
Just bears.
Just bears.
So Mary called for morning court. Her husband has a tradition in her family at 13. They go, and her husband did this. They go camping in Maine for a weekend by himself. The father would be a half hour away, and then they'll meet up Sunday morning.
Yeah.
It's the wilderness, state park up there. And he did it. His father did it, and he wants his son to do it. Mary says, no way, no how. He's got no experience at all in this. It's nuts. So maybe if the kid could be trained for whatever. So Mary doesn't want any part of it. We'll start with you, Stephanie. What advice do you have for Mary today?
I say absolutely not. I think it crosses the line into child endangerment when you put your child at harm's way. I think it's a terrible idea. And I do have a 7-year-old little boy who also loves Minecraft. But there is no way he could ever, even at 13, 14, or 15, survive in the wilderness.
Well, see, that's why dad, you know, he's being a dad. He's thinking, my kid is not experiencing any sort of outdoor, you know, survive anything that gets him out of the house and off Minecraft. He's concerned that he's just going to grow up as an indoor cat like LBF.
Hey,
and,
I love an indoor cat.
But Stephanie,
so what about taking father-son camping trips on a regular basis?
Right, and then
teach him.
Lead up to it.
Teach him.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, work your way up to it.
Yeah.
Where maybe, all right, son, I'm going to go take a nap, you know.
You go shoot a bear.
Yeah.
Call himself a bear.
All right. Stephanie, it's a good idea. Yeah. That's a good suggestion, right?
Yep.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Stephanie. All right, Karen, you want to chime in on Mary's case?
Yeah. I'm not a mom, but I totally agree with mom. I'm an aunt, a great aunt, and a great great aunt. No way on God's green earth should a 13-year-old be doing that in this day and age. 18 maybe, but not 13.
I think that's what people are stuck on more than anything else is 13.
Yeah, I think so. I started babysitting when I was 10 and a half or 11, but that's my generation. That's not today.
I don't think there's self-service. There's not going to be self-service, up in Maine at some campsite, right? Can't imagine.
No, 13 is just too young to handle what could come along.
How does dad even sleep? That's amazing. I hope he's doing okay.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm pacing the floor.
All right. Thanks, Karen. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, Lynn. You have a take on Mary's case today?
Yeah, if the dad's been teaching him some survival skills, then I say go for it. But if he hasn't been, it's like throwing a child in the water that can't swim and say, here you go, good luck.
Yeah, good. Incidentally, that's how I learned to swim.
It can be a little dangerous.
Yeah, I learned to swim that way, so... You know, just saying.
Yeah, I know. My father taught me to swim that way.
Hey, Lynn, look, join us Monday. We're moving to afternoon drive, okay?
Okay.
And J-Bo's going to do the morning show.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you guys on all day.
Well, it doesn't matter to her then.
You're the best.
Okay. Well, April Fools. You fell for it.
Oh, I hate it. He made me do it.
You fell for it. Okay, bye, Lynn. Lamest April Fool's ever. She's like, fine, good. I'll see you in the afternoon, guys.
Excellent.
We should call J-Bo and tell him he's doing mornings next week.
We should have the boss do it.
Yeah.
Like, let's just call.
Oh, the boss is no fun.
Yeah.
That's not true. We could have him do. Yeah, if we could bribe the boss to call J-Bo and say, yeah, we have a little.
This show is not working in the morning. Yeah. They need more rest.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
And J-Bo's like, yeah, they stink.
We're waiting for this call. What took you so long, huh? We should definitely do that. Okay, 7:55.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying enable ROR Boston. Then say open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Okay. And it's sponsored by FindMassMoney.com. Log on today. See if there's unclaimed money waiting for you. There could be $1,000 waiting for Steve from Waltham, today's player. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you, Bob? LBF.
Yep. Oh, we're breaking up a little bit. Okay. Yeah, our phones are just wonky, so Steve, can you hear us okay? Tap twice if you can hear us, Steve. Okay.
Something right. Like that today, huh?
It's April Fool's.
Yay.
Uh-oh.
Steve, can you hear us? Yeah, so we're having some phone issues with Steve, so hang on a second, see if we can get him, raise him up. I'm going to put him on hold for a second. Brian, try to get him. We had a winner yesterday for $1,000.
Yeah, Raquel.
Raquel from Lemonster. So she was yesterday's winner. And for whatever reason, today's winner just didn't want to play.
Yeah.
Maybe they're busy. Maybe they're waiting in line for gas in Norway.
That's right.
So that's understood. So we'll see if we can get Steve back up in just a second. Give him his shot.
That line, by the way, hasn't ended, but you cannot get in line anymore to get gas.
Oh, they've stopped the line.
They've stopped the line in terms of...
All right, look, we just lost Steve.
Oh, no.
Steve dropped out.
No.
Okay, so Brian's going to try to raise him back up on the phone. So they shut it down. No more getting in line?
Well, there's no more getting in line. For the people in line, stay in line. Go stay in line, but that's it. That's a wrap.
Yeah, so they started at 6:35, so less than an hour and a half later.
2 hours.
2 hours.
Traffic was a complete nightmare in the Norwood, Westwood, Walpole area.
Blank show. Still is, right? Still is?
Still is.
All right, Steve, ready? Let's see if we can get him off. If not, we'll be right back. Steve, you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right, there we go. See, what happens is, and this is no April Fool's, the show is so huge that when we put a phone number out, like the way we just did, and LBF called for caller 8, we get a million calls.
A million.
And it chokes the whole phone
system.
And
everyone's like, oh, no, and a million.
Yeah, at least a million, Steve. So you're lucky
victim
to get
of
through.
Of our own success.
That's what it is.
It's too darn popular. Show,
there you go.
Can I tell myself that?
Yeah.
Keep doing
Steve.
It.
All right, all right, Steve. Anyway, so what do you do, Steve?
So I worked for a company called Lab Collaborative. I work with special needs kids. And I take them out to work sites and try to get them to that next phase of their life.
Nice.
That's great. That's great. All right, Steve. Let's see if we can get you $1,000, okay? You know how it works. Get all 10 of LBF's questions correct. That's what you're going to get. Say pass if you're not sure. We'll get back to it. Okay, you ready?
I am.
Here we go.
What's 6 plus 7?
13.
What is the name of Ukraine's president?
Pass.
Who was the first lead singer of Van Halen?
Sammy Hagar.
What color was Rudolph the Red near Rudolph the Reindeer's nose?
We'll go with red.
Yeah, that's good.
What's 8 plus 7?
15.
Which U.S. president was nicknamed Big Bill?
Bill Clinton.
Which is heavier, a baseball or a softball?
Baseball.
What children's book character is scared of Huffalumps and Woozles?
The Lorax.
What is the only mammal naturally capable of true and sustained flight?
Pass.
Oh, it ran out of time, too.
Ran out of time. I got 3 correct.
3 out of 9.
For Steve.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all right.
You did get Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Sorry about that.
I don't
that.
Think he even
You know,
it's
funny.
Yeah.
It's written Rudolph the Reindeer, but, like, you can't say it. Like, it's you say Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Right.
You should practice a little more. Anyway.
What'd he miss?
The name of Ukraine's president is Zelensky. David Lee Roth was the first lead singer of Van Halen. The U.S. president was named Big Bill. Good guess.
You could call him that.
I don't know.
It was Taft,
right? It was Taft, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? A softball is actually heavier than a baseball. Winnie the Pooh is scared of Huffalumps and Woozles. And the only mammal naturally capable of true and sustained flight, a bat.
Yeah. Okay. It's all right, Steve. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Yeah, exactly. And
or
you know
lost.
What?
Isn't that how it goes?
I don't know.
Nothing. Anyway.
Well done, though.
Good news is.
On the fly.
Okay. So, look, you didn't get the $1,000 this time, but you got $100 to Dr. Green's Indoor Golf in Ashland. That would be fun. Indoor golf. Hit a few, drink
great.
A few, right? Isn't that what we're doing there?
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm doing there.
Okay, Steve.
Sounds like fun.
All right, thank you for listening
to
the show.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
Hang on, we need to talk to Steve, right?
Yeah, I need to get some info for
we
him.
We need to get all your vital signs there, Steve, so you hang on. All right, so that's good. If you want to play Super Smart, give it a shot at WROR.com. Play LBS home version of the game.
Yep, too. It's That'll multiple choice. You play it, you slay it, we'll pay it.
We could pay it. $1,000 up for grabs. 812, Brian, how are the roads this morning?
All right, Check Your Ride is brought to you by Discover.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
We spoke with Mary about Morning Court, and she has a big problem. Her husband has a tradition in her in his family where they go at 13, they go camping by themselves in Maine. It's a rite of passage into manhood.
And he manhood.
Did, yes, in the wilderness. He did it, and his father did it, and so on and so on. Now he wants his boy to do it. Problem is, his son has never camped. His idea of good time is Minecraft in the basement. Mm-hmm. Okay? And Mom! Meatloaf!
Yeah. That doesn't change.
So that, yeah, she doesn't think it's such a swell idea. So what do you guys think? Is he crazy? Is she crazy? And by the way, the boy thinks he's up for it. He wants to give it a shot. So let's start with you, Alex. What's your take?
So if this father doesn't bring the son out in the woods on a regular basis, he's really looking at, he's going to die. You got bears, coyotes.
Yeah.
Heck, even a fox will give the kid a run for his money.
Right.
You know, it's just, you need to go out in the woods on a regular basis to have a clue what's out there. And we don't live in ancient times.
That's such a good point.
Baby and pampered.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, all the stuff to scare Mary aside is...
And I'm a big outdoors kind of guy, too. I take my kids hiking all the time on a week, daily basis, nearly.
Yeah, really? So you've exposed them enough, and even, you know, and even you wouldn't do it. Alex, that's a good point.
But
maybe we build up to it, maybe when he's 18... That's the right.
Yeah, like yeah, right.
You don't
run a marathon your first day out, right?
No.
You got to get there step by step.
That's what happened. Why I couldn't finish? You don't do it.
These city folks don't have a clue.
No, not at all.
That's a good point, Alex. Thanks for calling.
Yep, bye.
Okay, bye. Hi, Kristen. Good morning. Thanks for calling Morning Court.
Good morning.
Hey, you've done this?
Yeah. So when I was in eighth grade, it was a program called Outward Bound, and the city that I lived in selected 8 children to do it, and we did a whole overnight, and all of us came back alive.
Were you together,
it's
though,
really
as a group, or were you in kind of by yourself?
No, we did an overnight alone.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was fine. Like, it was weird at first as a child, but they all need coping skills. The fact that parents say that their kids are incapable is really, I think we're handicapping our children by not allowing them to be more independent like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for the everything.
Yeah, no, I understand the whole point of view. I really do, because I often think that maybe, you know, I should have done that with my girls, but my wife would have no part
Toughen
of that.
Toughen them up?
Well, yeah. You know, just kind of get out there in the wilderness.
Yeah.
My son's sixth grade class, ooh, they're all going to camp for a week.
Love
in
it.
In another couple weeks.
Yeah.
Ugh.
My kids.
They're going to have the best time.
Right.
They're going to love it.
Well, my girls, roughing it is no housekeeping. So that's their
whose
idea.
Whose fault is that?
Oh,
yeah, that would be Mrs. Bronson, who is convalescing.
Oh, boy,
now.
They definitely need to be dropped in the woods somewhere for
I
a
think
day.
I'll do that.
That's
thank you, Chris.
Idea.
Yeah, drop in the woods.
Is it too late when they're in their 20s?
No, it's never,
never too late.
Okay. Hey, Kristen, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Have a great
you
day.
Too.
And,
bye too. Bye.
And have faith in the kids. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Just responding to that young boy being dropped off in the woods.
Yes.
When I was in the Boy Scouts, we were inducted into what's called the Order of the Arrow. And what they did was, for the weekend, they brought us in to a location, and it was at nighttime, and the leaders, they dropped you off just a few yards off the campsites with a sleeping bag. And the young individuals, we thought we were all by ourselves, and not knowingly, the scout leaders were a few yards away.
Uh-huh. That's Dad's trick.
That's the trick.
That's the trick, Bob.
No tents. So we thought we were all by ourselves.
Yeah.
And we were not. So there was safety precautions in place.
Wow.
The other option she could have is have her son have a radio in case he runs into trouble. So precautions are in place.
Yeah, walkie-talkie. Right, so you don't have cable.
Right.
Maybe have a walkie-talkie.
Walkie-talkie. Maybe that would make the difference.
Yeah.
That didn't cut it down to one
Bob's
day.
A genius.
Be a couple. Yeah.
Maybe Dad is just, you know, not that far away.
Right.
I like that.
Also, if he's a few yards away and his son doesn't know about it, there's a precaution in place. So
maybe he could wear a bear suit. That'd be fun, huh?
Yeah.
Dad can wear a bear suit.
I have a great bear suit he can borrow.
I bet you do. All right, Bob. Good advice.
I say go for it with precaution.
All right, thanks.
Bye, Bob.
Thank you. Have a great morning.
We're having fun, but Bob has a good point. What if he's just off a little bit, maybe a few yards away secretly? Keep an eye on things. I'm not thinking the bear suit's a good idea,
that'd
Brian.
That'd be great, though.
But would it be?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, sure.
She's getting, like it's a flare gun in the face.
Yeah, right.
What happened? Mary, good luck. Listen, most folks agree it's probably not the best idea. What Dad is thinking is a little extreme, especially if the kids never camp. Who? Come on. He can't expect his wife to feel good about that.
No.
Build it up. Maybe when he's 18, whatever.
Good luck,
Mary. Pretty much the jury was on Mary's side today. Nobody thought that was a brilliant idea. Hey, we got tickets to Paul McCartney coming up between 9:20 and 9:30, okay? 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. It is 8:38. It's starting to cloud up. You can see it. And Brian, before we talk about Paul McCartney, did you say they're extending that free gas?
They're still trying to shut it down, but they opened it up to like another 100 cars. So I'm sure it's shut down by now.
Yeah,
but they're still...
Don't go there. Don't go.
I mean, one of the guys from one of the news stations, somebody ran out of gas waiting in line.
I knew that was going
to
happen.
Oh, you're kidding me. I just can't. I just need to know when I can go to Frugal Fanny's. So if anybody could just let me know when it's safe to go to Frugal's.
Yeah. Imagine it'll start to clear pretty soon. You should be good to do your little Frugal's.
Okay, great.
My wife got a Frugal's coupon yesterday.
10% off, baby.
She can't go.
Nope.
She can't go.
I mean, she could. She's wheel her around.
I could wheel her around.
Right. Yeah.
That's her. Well,
get a good vantage point at that. Yeah. You know.
She'd fit right in.
She'd fit right in.
No, on Tuesdays.
With her walker.
That's senior
Tuesdays.
Discount day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, with her walker. It's funny watching my wife walk around with a walker.
Is it?
Yeah.
Funny for you.
Well, yeah. We put little
tennis
balls on.
You role play a little bit like, hi, honey, would you like a Werther's Original?
She's not old. That's the thing.
I know. She's
the
young
bum hip.
Woman with bum a bum hip.
Bum hip. So... hopefully she'll be up in Adam because
bum hip.
She has a bum hip. It happens. Maybe, but we'll be ready for some great concerts. I would love to see Paul McCartney.
Yep.
He's going to be at Fenway June 7th.
She'll be able to shake her groove thing by then, right?
We might even be able to do the bump again.
I wouldn't do that.
Okay, fine.
Look what you caused in the
first
place.
The other hip. Okay, so anyway, we have tickets to Paul McCartney at Fenway between 9:20 and 9:30 this morning as the free ticket frenzy continues, okay?
Okay.
I was listening to David Spade and Dana Carvey podcast. They were talking to Judd Apatow. He made all these great movies, right? 40-Year-Old Virgin, all that stuff. And for some reason, Dana Carvey likes to slip into his Paul McCartney accent. He just slips into it.
Yeah. Well,
what I didn't know is he can go back between Paul McCartney and John Lennon. So here is the premise was John Lennon asking Paul McCartney about TikTok. Okay.
It's very short little clippy things, you know, where people put something on funny and they dance around. It takes about 10 seconds. And if you do it, you're a star all over the world.
We did Abbey Road. We did the White Oak. That's going on.
But, you know, it's like Kanye West.
Who's that?
He's sort of a talky singer. He's a bit maybe crazy. I don't know.
Who was that? Who was he? Did he have a woman?
He had a woman named Kim Kardashian for a while.
What did she do?
You know, she take pictures of her bottom, you know.
How did she take pictures of her bottom?
Well, with a little television camera in your pocket called an iPhone. When she happened to go working, she stick her bottom out and she take a picture of it. Doing the whole bit.
What's so special about her bottom?
It's not a normal bottom. It's a bottom 2.0. It's like God made a fanny and attached a person as an afterthought. The whole family's doing, they're all showing their bottoms, taking pictures.
So funny.
That's so funny.
Right? You can do Paul McCartney. Go ahead.
No, thank you.
You can do it.
I know I wouldn't want to.
Everybody can do Paul McCartney. You just go up here like this and you know.
I don't know if you can do Paul McCartney. I can do Margaret Thatcher. That's it.
That's fine.
So.
Can you do John Lennon?
Nope.
Nope. How about you, Brian?
Are we auditioning?
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, well, we could check the traffic out there.
I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway.
When Dana Carvey does it and then you follow.
He's a professional.
He's right?
Okay, 9:20, 9:30, Paul McCartney tickets. All right, Brian. It's crazy out there today.
It's crazy raining right now downtown.
What the heck?
It's
look at that.
Open your eyes, LBF.
Do I have to?
Yes.
All right. Check your ride, brought to you by Whole Foods Market,
yes,
of course.
Do.
Norwood's.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, good morning. It's 8:51. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. crazy rain right now in the city. And off and on pretty much throughout. And it's going to get very windy and a high of 60. So that's good. All right. Windy with partly cloudy skies, 35 tonight. Sunny and 55 tomorrow. Sunday, cloudy with some rain, a high about 50. Want some good news?
Yes.
Not a good news story? Want a feel-good story?
All right.
You'll like this one. This
Will
is
I?
Good. Yeah, no, it's a good story. A woman in Virginia threw out her lottery ticket without realizing she had won $110,000. Threw it in the trash. Pickup day was the next day.
Yeah.
She realized it in time.
Oh.
Dug through her trash and found it. Wow.
Well, that's lucky.
With not much time to spare.
Pick a word.
I spare. That feel good?
Felt pretty good.
Feel good story, right?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Can you imagine that? $110,000 lottery ticket, you threw it out.
Yeah.
Then you had to rummage through your trash before it got.
I've rummaged through trash for a retainer, so I'd do it.
Okay. Yes, you would.
They're expensive, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We used to have a dog that would eat my daughter's retainers, the weirdest thing.
Really?
Yeah, it would chew the retainers.
Oh, how was its teeth?
Yeah, it had pretty remarkable teeth. Now that I think about
straight it. Straight as can be. Yeah. Go overbite it all.
Nope. Okay. Hey, the Great Bar Brawl is down to the final two, in case you missed it.
Yes.
The terrific two bars left.
PJ's in Bellingham and the Crow's Nest in Gloucester.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got all weekend to vote.
Yep.
And the voting, I do believe, goes until noon Monday morning.
Oh, all right. Cool.
Yep. You got till noon Monday to vote.
Excellent.
Right?
Yeah, I think so.
And then we'll announce the winner Tuesday.
Yep.
So if you haven't
voted yet,
two bars. One of them is going to win the Great Bar Brawl of 2022 at WROR.com.
Ooh.
And we'll be presented with a really cool plaque, right?
And a beer.
Well, they present us with a beer.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking out of the week. So you got till Monday at noon to vote at WROR.com. Pick your poison.
I'll pick it. What's your poison?
What do you mean?
Like, what do you pick offhand? When you go to a bar?
Well, if I'm having a drinky poo?
Yeah. At the Crow's Nest.
I'd have a
drinky poo, please.
Depends. Am I within walking distance to the bed?
There are bedrooms upstairs at the Crow's Nest, just so you know.
Yep, yeah. Good. Okay. Then on Long Island iced tea.
How do you know this?
Yeah.
What?
I go for a Long Island iced tea if I'm walking distance.
Are you serious?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What are you, on spring break and you're 22?
I love it.
Can I have something with all the booze?
Can I have a Long Island iced tea because I don't want to remember anything?
Did I tell you one time we went to dinner, my wife and I and two other couples, and we thought it'd be a swell idea to have, while we were waiting for our table, to have Long Island iced teas.
This is always a mistake.
Yep, so we had one. God, this just tastes so good.
Doesn't it?
Just like
it
iced tea.
Tastes delicious, yeah.
A little squeeze of lemon. Mm-hmm. And then we said, you know what? We'll have another.
Oh, yeah. Let's
while we wait for our table.
Uh-huh.
It took 45 minutes for the table. They called our name. We all stood up and could not walk to the table. I swear to God.
Yep.
That was the longest walk.
Yes.
Long Island iced teas get the job done.
They do, and fast. Uh-huh. So, if I'm not driving and there's
That's
a bed nearby.
It has been probably 20 years since I've had a Long Island iced tea.
You're overdue.
I am overdue.
You're overdue.
I'm gonna go find
we had a party thing. Once back in the day.
Yeah, tell me everything.
We made Long Island iced teas.
Yes.
I said, here is the bucket. I want everyone to watch me make it. So you're going to know exactly what you're drinking.
Oh, good.
Everything, boom, boom, boom. And I'll take Long Island iced teas and your keys, please.
Well, that's a great name for a party.
What's that?
Long Island iced teas and your keys.
That's what you're
They're having it in D.C. these days.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What do you
do with the keys?
Well, yes. Stick around Monday. I'll tell you the rest of the story.
All right, excellent.
All right. 8:55. That's karma, my friend.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.